Turn in your New King James Bibles, or on the back of the bulletin if you choose, to Psalm 119, verses 113 through 120, the section Samech, the Hebrew letter which corresponds to our O. In the original language, remember, in Psalm 119, each verse starts with a particular letter in each section. So this is the section Samech. We'll read this responsively as we usually do. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Hold me up, and I shall be safe, and I shall observe your statutes continually. You put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. Okay, Psalm 119, as I've been saying now for lo these many weeks, is an exercise in Hebrew poetry. As I was saying, it's an acrostic poem. Each line starts with the same letter. So every line in the Hebrew started with the letter Samech, which would be an O. It's also an exercise in studying what God's Word means to the believer. The different things, the different perspectives, the different approaches that a believer will have, the different functions that God's Word has for those who follow God, who love God, who heed His Word. In this section of Psalm 119, it's a little harsher than the ones we've been looking at. Last week, even particularly, is one that's about love and, it's a happy section of the Psalm. This one is a little harsher. It's about judgment and dividing, separating the evil from the good. And it starts right out with the first verse. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. Now, talking about hate in terms of religion isn't very popular, and it's not much emphasized in the Scripture. It's not something that we need to focus a lot of time on. We see in other religions and in other people a focus on hate. Them not as good as us. And in the Bible, we don't see too much of that, but we do see that when we're talking about the enemies of God. We have to be honest about it. We have to confront it. And the dichotomy here, children, there's your big word for the day, the separation of two distinct things to hold apart, are looking at God's law, which we love, but the double-minded, and that the psalmist says that he hates. And remember, this is God's word, not just the writings of some guy. It's a difficult thing, and we don't want to be consumed with hatred. We don't want to focus on it or live with it. What we want to focus on is our love for God's law, our love for our Creator and for the one who gave His Word for us. And then when we see people who are double-minded, people who say they also know God, but they love evil. They say they love God, but they don't love what God loves. Then we can see that these people really, honestly, hate God. And as we know from our earthly relations, when someone hates the one we love, it's difficult to maintain a attitude of love for them. The hatred we see here isn't hate for the person so much as it's hate for what they do, but it's hatred for what they are. We have to try to find the balance there, the same balance that's found in God's Word. But the hate immediately goes away when they repent. The love for God's law, the love for God, transfers to all those who turn to God. We don't bear grudges against them. Verse 114, you are my hiding place and my shield. Now, there's a line that we hear all throughout the Psalter, isn't it? We hear it through other places in the Bible as well. And this is funny, actually, coming right after the verse about hating the double-minded, isn't it? Well, no, not really. Because when we think of those who hate God and persecute His people, and we love the law of God, we see that He is then our hiding place and our shield. And the psalmist says here, I hope in your word. As he's relying on God and using God to cover him, to shield him, to be his hiding place, the psalmist goes on to say, depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. And we see here developed a little more. Why the split? Why the separation? Because the opposing thoughts in this verse, and Hebrew poetry is full of opposing thoughts. It's either this versus that, or it's this and that. The multiple lines of thought running together to get an idea is very much a part of Hebrew poetry. But it's, I will keep the commandments of my God, and that requires the separation from the evildoers. And we see here that the evildoers, the ones who want to do wickedness, are a snare for those who try to follow God's law. That if we live with them and part of them, then it'll be difficult for us to keep the commandments of God. 116 further develops that thought. Uphold me according to your word, speaking to God, of course, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Now here we see an appeal to the covenant. And we see the psalmist, the same as every Christian, who really understands, or even those who don't understand, but who know the love of God, looking to God to uphold them, that his promises might be kept, that the covenant promises will uphold us, will keep us alive, that is what we really trust in, not our own works. And do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Now, that word ashamed there can be translated ashamed. That's probably generally the use of it. It is also used to mean, do not let me be disappointed in my hope. Either way you look at it, it works out that we trust in the covenant promises of God so that we won't be ashamed of what we hope for, nor will we be disappointed in it. Hold me up and I shall be safe and I shall observe your statutes continually. We see here the grace of God is what holds us up so that we can be faithful to him. It's not our own strength that saves us. It's not even our own strength that keeps us faithful. It's not our own strength in which we stay obedient, but we rest in God for all of those things. Verse 118, you reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Here we're looking at those who falsely claim to be believers, but turn away from the laws of God, the statutes of the Lord, because it's their deceit that's in mind here. Not talking about a true believer who strays, but the false believer. You put away all the wicked of the earth like dross, therefore I love your testimonies. Now that, I love it when the Bible talks about dross or refining or skimming or cleaning metal. My kids know this idiom makes sense to them. Because one of my hobbies is casting metal. And when you get a nice pot, nice and melty, you've got all this junk in it. Oxidized metal, impurities, dirt, dust from what's been laying around, all kinds of stuff that's bound up in that metal. And when you get it really hot and you flux it and you mix this other stuff in it, all the bad stuff rises up to the top. And you skim it off and you put it off to the side carefully and you throw it away because that's good for nothing. You isolate it. You got to get it away from the good stuff, or the good stuff isn't worth anything. If you don't get all the zinc out of your melt, you're not going to get anything good out of it. You've got to get your dross out. So this verse, you put away all the wicked of the earth like dross, isn't just that looking at the rejection of those who are worthless, but the purifying of those that are left so that they can be useful. And when you get the bad influences out, then there's something that can be done with them. You put away the wicked of the earth like dross, and therefore I love your testimonies. The law of God serves as a separation so that the righteous can do their work. And this last verse introduces another unpleasant thought, unpopular thought in much of Christianity. My flesh trembles for fear of you. I am afraid of your judgments. Now, as Christians, we don't fear that final judgment that sends us to hell. As Christians, we don't fear the judgments of God when we look at his decisions and think that those are going to be bad things for us. But we do fear crossing God. At least we should. If you're not afraid of sinning because you're afraid of insulting the holy God who stands above you, then you haven't read enough of the scripture about the way God deals with those who are unfaithful to their covenant promises as well. He doesn't condemn them. But there's some discipline involved. You shouldn't be afraid to approach God. You should be afraid to stay away from Him. You shouldn't be afraid to deal with God, but you should be afraid to ignore Him. And the psalmist here stands and this is really Jesus speaking. And you guys have heard me say that, most of you, hundreds of times, that the Psalms are about Jesus. And as He is the person of the covenant, the one who secured the covenant and applies it to us, we see all of these things. We're drawn out of the world. We're separated from evil. We're separated to loving and serving God. We need to be mindful that God does exist, and He does judge and discipline on earth, even those that He's not going to judge in eternity. The psalm here is a reminder that we are in the world, but we're not to be of the world, and that God does judge, and that we need to have the same judgment in our hearts as He does. As we sing this, we'll sing Psalm 119, portion P, and let's remember, this is the Word of God. Let's sing this from the heart. 119P.